Hello, and welcome once again to another episode of Crash Bang's Workshop, a podcast that gives photography advice with a World of Warcraft twist. We're your hosts. I'm Aaron, and...
DEFCON 2! Seal all the exits! Deploy the Milkbone decoys!
And that's Crash Bang, who, as you may have not noticed, did not calm down during our hiatus.
He's coming, Aaron. The Destroyer of Helms has a fix on our location. Nothing water-soluble will be safe from the drool. No black clothing will be safe from the shed fur.
Right. Apparently, after our last episode, we had a question sent in by Drathan himself. And even though a nasty sinus infection and end of the school year activities delayed our show for weeks, Crash here has still... gotten a little worked up by the whole thing.
Here, I've made these mock-ups of myself out of various explosives. Help me put skulls on top of them so the enemy will instinctively attack them.
No way, Crash. I'm not going near anything that you actually want to explode.
Really? But you've been using my workbench for several days now.
Why do I keep visiting your workshop?
I posed a similar question during our first episode, if you recall.
Never mind. I'll let you finish your, defensive perimeter. I'll read this week's question. Drathan writes, "Hi there, Aaron, and a very nasty little gnome named Crashbang. As you have probably noticed, I haven't been in WoW for a little while, and there is a very good reason about that. He's about 4 foot nothing, has a handlebar mustache, and is also known as Mud when I get home. Here's what happened. It was late one night after a raid in Dragonsoul. I was getting ready to go home and snuggle next to Nemestia when I remembered I needed to go to Dalaran to drop off some pictures I took during the raid. No one was on except, yeah, you guessed it, Crash. He reassured me that he wouldn't partake in any funny business and offered to send me to Dalaran via teleport pad. Well, long story short, there was a flash of light and then everything went dark, though I heard a little cackle of a gnome right before the light went out. I awoke to these strange people standing over top of me, letting me know that I was no longer in Azeroth. I was in the lands of Atria. The first words I spoke to these people was, 'I am going to kill that gnome.' I'll tell more about my adventures with the really nice people known as the Asmos. I have 3 questions about the pics I took during my little vacation. The Asmo people live in a kind of perpetual darkness, with some light, however, their eyes are always red. Is there a way I can tone down the redness in their eyes? 2. I went flying with my new friends and took some pictures. However, on some of them, they're really blurry, which is good with some of them and really bad with others. How can I fix the really bad ones? 3. And lastly, every picture that I'm in, I'm not there. What has Crash done to me? I am enclosing a picture of Raven, and there is a problem. Where am I? Please tell Nam that I will be home soon. As for Crash, I have one thing to say to you.
Run away, little gnome. Run away.
Signed, Drathan. So, Crash, is there a reason you teleported Drathan into another game entirely?
I didn't.
Really?
Well, not intentionally. I really was planning on porting Drathan to Dalaran. For one very specific reason.
And that was?
He was willing to travel to an entirely different continent, while I remained behind, relatively unchewed. I wasn't about to say no to that.
And the evil cackling?
You know I always cackle maniacally whenever I teleport anything.
Well, this is true. So, what happened?
Well, as you know, my superior gnomish tinkering has a below-average failure rate of 12.131444, repeating, of course. Unfortunately, 12.131444, repeating, is still higher than zero, and wormhole manipulation is still not an exact science. I mean, heck, a few months back, I got replaced by my evil twin after a port to the Storm Peaks went horribly wrong. Fortunately, no one noticed.
That would explain why half my lesson plans were replaced with surprisingly detailed manifestos concerning world domination.
Well, that was something your students would have to learn sooner or later anyway.
No, it's not. Okay, Dre, let's answer your questions before we go off topic again.
We were on topic?
Shush, you. First off, red eye reduction is a very common request that's fairly easy to accomplish. If you don't have it enabled on your camera, just open the photo in almost any image editor. Some of them will even have a built-in red-eye reduction tool or filter, but if they don't, all you need to do is use the oval selection tool to select each pupil, and use a tool or filter to desaturate it. The exact steps for this will vary by program. It's best to browse through your tool options and filters to find anything that mentions desaturation. You could actually use a color correction filter to give the eye a different color, but in my experience, this leaves the eyes looking just as unnatural as they did with red pupils.
Dre did say their eyes were unnaturally red, though. Should he be color correcting them at all?
Good point, Crash. I usually don't like to alter my photos to the point that they don't resemble reality. But in this case, I imagine their eyes appeared even more reddish due to the low light conditions in which the photos were taken. Taking even a little of the red out might make Dre's photos appear to be more like what he remembers. As for your next question, Dre, motion blurs are notoriously difficult to remove in post-production. Until recently, the only things that could really be done were sharpening tools, which don't work very well, or making the images smaller, which removes a lot of the good details along with the blurring. Adobe has been working on specialized algorithms that have done an impressive job of removing motion blur from an image. But sadly, you probably won't have access to that unless you're willing to fork over the cash for Adobe Photoshop. Whenever I find a photo with an unintentional blur, particularly motion blurs, I usually just write it off as a lost cause.
As for your last question, I think I'm best qualified to answer it. You weren't just ported to another world, but to an entirely different reality. Each reality has its own laws of physics. There's a lot that remains similar, like gravity, usually pulling you down. But there can be subtle differences as well. In this new reality you discovered, it seems light acted in a subtly different way. As we all know, we see things because light bounces off of them. Some wavelengths are absorbed while others are not, and that's how we sense various colors. It's possible that light physics were sufficiently different from what you're used to, enough so that the camera could not compensate for how the light bounced off of you. You likely did not appear to your new friends the same way you appear to myself or any of your guildmates, but since they had no idea what you looked like on Azeroth, they had no reference point to determine that there was anything different.
That's a pretty good theory, but it still doesn't explain why he wouldn't show up at all. And if things from Azeroth reacted differently to light, wouldn't his camera have just malfunctioned the whole time?
A wizard did it.
But what about...
Wizard.
And...
Wizard.
So...
Wizard disguised as a robot.
Right. I think that's just about time to wrap up the show. If you have a question for Crash Bang, you can send it to his Twitter account, CrashBang_G. Of course, you can also go to the show's website, AaronBSmith.com/CrashBang. In addition to submitting questions there, you'll find links to subscribe to the show, previous episodes, and links to our various projects. Until next time, this is Aaron and Crash Bang, reminding you to keep your camera at the ready, and always ask if the workbench is rigged to explode.
You've been listening to the Crash Bangs Workshop podcast. Music for this show has been provided by Kevin McLeod. Find these tracks and more at Incompetech.com. This show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. Share and remix it all you like, but be sure to give credit and don't make any money off of it, or a raid group of gnomish lawyers will track you down. And no one wants that.